It could have been a scene from a papal mass on a great occasion or a papal visit like that of Fatima. But it was at Pope Benedict's Regina Coeli on Sunday that an estimated 150,000 lay faithful came from all corners of Italy to express their solidarity with the Holy Father in the wake of the clerical sexual abuse crisis. Greeting the members of around 68 Italian lay groups, the Pope thanked them for their warm presence, adding, "You have joined enthusiastically in this beautiful and spontaneous expression of faith and solidarity, which unites also a large group of parliamentarians and local administrators."
Quest'oggi il mio primo saluto va ai fedeli laici venuti da tutta Italia.
"I want to express my deep gratitude," said the Holy Father. "You show the great affection and profound closeness of the Church and the Italian people to the Pope and to your priests who take daily care of you. Because in the commitment towards spiritual and moral renewal, we can better serve the Church."
Vi ringrazio di cuore, cari fratelli e sorelle.
As the Pope looked down on the huge crowd displaying banners attached to Bernini's famous colonnade reading "Together with the Pope," he told them that the real enemy to fear and to fight is sin, the spiritual evil which sometimes, unfortunately, also infects members of the Church.
Il vero nemico da temere e da combattere è il peccato.
"We Christians," said the Holy Father, "are not afraid of the world, although we must guard against its seductions." And he added, "We must fear sin, and this is deeply rooted in God, in good solidarity, love, and service, which is what the Church, its ministers, together with the faithful, have done and continue to do with fervent commitment to the spiritual and material good of the people all over the world." "That's what the faithful try to do routinely," the Pope continued, "especially in parishes, associations and movements, to serve God and man in Christ's name. We continue along this path with confidence." Before praying the Regina Coeli, the Pope noted in Italy and in other countries, the ascension of Jesus into heaven is celebrated. On this day, the Holy Father said, "Jesus lifts the eyes of the apostles to heaven in order to show them how to walk the path of good." "Jesus is close to each one of us," the Pope added, "and guides our Christian walk. He is a friend of the persecuted because of their faith, which is in the heart of those who are marginalised and is present in those who are denied the right to life." "We hear, see and touch Jesus in the Church," the Pope continued, "especially through the sacramental words and gestures of its pastors." Speaking about the World Day of Social Communications, which was being celebrated on Sunday and has as its theme the priest and pastoral care in the digital world, new media in the service of the word, Pope Benedict XVI called on priests to use the media wisely to make known the life of the Church and help people today discover the face of Christ. The Pope ended his Regina Coeli, his first since returning from his visit to Portugal, by warmly acknowledging the thousands in St. Peter's Square.
May God bless all of you.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.